William, Rob and I walked with the prince through the streets of the poorest quarter of Chessington one morning before our training began. The crisp air and fresh sunrise were overshadowed by the absence of joy. The sounds of playful giggling children had been replaced by moans of hunger as they rummaged for a scrap of food. The early morning song of motherhood had been exchanged for the wail of a suckling babe with no milk to drink. The poverty of Chessington had grown to encompass thousands of its citizens, and the noble knights did not seem to notice or care. I longed to leave these wretched streets, for I could not bear the pain, but the master lingered in solemn silence. "My lord," I said softly, "shouldn't we be on our way to begin our training?" I'd hoped to move on to the country, away from such despair. As the prince turned toward me, I saw deep sadness in his face. A tear fell from his cheek and was swallowed by the dust at our feet. "Your training is here today, Cedric," the prince said. "Bring the rest of my knights here as quickly as you can." "Yes, my prince," I said. We left at once and found the rest of our brothers at the training site. When we returned, I was once again astonished by what I saw. The prince was sitting on a stump with children all around him, listening to a story he was telling. Two were sitting on his lap. Children covered in dirt and filth. Why would the mightiest warrior in the kingdom waste time with children? It seemed like such a contradiction. Power, might, strength, and wisdom matched equally with kindness, compassion, and gentleness, all in one man, the king's son. He finished the story before addressing us. "Gentlemen, you will feed these people." We looked at each other rather stupidly, and I was trying to decide if I'd heard right.
"How many people, my lord?" Rob asked.
"All of them." Although I'd seen many amazing things done by the prince, I don't believe I was alone in thinking that he'd crossed the line of rationality. There were thousands of poor people, maybe more. How could we possibly provide for such a mass of hunger?
"My lord," William said, "I told you I will never forget the poor, and I won't. We will gladly feed them if there's some way, but you are asking the impossible."
"Today, William, you will begin to fulfill your duty in remembering the poor. You all will, for this is the meaning of the code. Go to the docks. There you will find ships full of provisions sent from my father at my request. Organize yourselves in teams of two and deliver these provisions to each home. Do not miss a single household." It was just as the prince said. All the knights worked day and night until every home had food. It was glorious work. None of the knights...